We dabbled just a little bit what things we would see when the end of the world was to come, when the end times was to come, and in the previous weeks, and then of course we had Easter. But my mind and my heart has been consumed, and I do not, and I want to preface this, I do not want to peddle conspiracy theories. I do not want to peddle my opinion. And I have been diligent and very restrained not to say things that I have seen and heard and could not verify. But I want to say this morning, everything that I will say this morning and this evening is absolutely verifiable. It is absolute fact. It is no speculation. But I will be dealing with what's going on in our world. And it's really amazing. I mean, God's Word is more up-to-date than tomorrow's newspaper. God's Word is very relevant and prevalent in our day. And we ought to be interested in what God has to say. Because we're living in a world when men everywhere, women, boys and girls, more than I've ever seen, are interested, and they have questions. You can almost see the gears turning in people's minds and the fear that have gripped men's hearts. And if there's ever been a time that the house of God and the men of God and the children of God ought to be able to give an answer to men, women, boys, and girls, it ought to be in this hour when men are looking for answers. And we have the answer. And His name is Jesus. Amen? Amen. So take your Bible this morning, and we'll go ahead and get started. And again, listen, there's no way. So I'm going to give you this morning a lot of facts and a lot of information. So you're going to have to listen on purpose. And then tonight, I'm going to come back and I'm going to deal with more in detail and close and bring the message together. But this morning, I do want to give you some current events and some things that are happening that will set the stage, and I believe will help us all to understand just how serious and how sobering of a day we're living and how close to the coming of the Lord we really are. And I want to preach on this subject. What in the world is going on? There's a lot going on in this old world. And people, myself included, I've asked myself, Lord, what in the world? I mean, we are living in times that are unprecedented. We are traveling in waters that are uncharted. And it is an amazing, intriguing time to be a Christian and to be alive here on planet Earth. And you say, well, I would have loved to live when Jesus walked the earth, and I would have loved to live and walked shorelines there in Galilee where Jesus walked on the water. Those disciples would say this about our day. We would love to live and have lived in the last days, and God saw fit. He could have let us be born at any time throughout the past 6,000+ years, but God let you be born and let me be born in the last days. And that's exciting. And we ought to have our antennas up toward heaven and know. You say, well, I don't know about what all's going on. And listen, you know as much as you want to know. Well, I didn't get no horns right there. But that's the truth. Hey, listen, that's the truth. Do you know that you got the same answer book that I do? That's right. And I'm telling you, you can find out. The author of this book lives in you. And you say, I just don't understand it. Listen, ask the author. He lives in you. And the Bible said that the Spirit will guide you into all truth. That's not just to preachers. That's to every born-again believer. Amen. And so let's look at what in the world is going on. And I'm going to be dealing with a passage out of 2 Samuel where, listen, this is not, this plague and this pandemic, this is not the first time something like this has happened. It's happened many times. It happened in the Bible many times. It's happened in history, even in our history. I'll turn 43 years old next week, and in my lifetime, there have been pandemics, maybe not that have been hyped to this magnitude, but there have been, this thing has brought our world to a screeching halt. I mean, did you hear? 22 plus million people lost their jobs, filed for unemployment in America in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Businesses are closing down, hanging by a thread. I mean, we are past the precipice. We are in trouble. If all this coronavirus stuff is over, we are already in deep trouble. And life as we know it is not just going to snap back into existence. Not only economically, but constitutionally. Who would have ever dreamed that we would hear of preachers being arrested in America for simply going to the house of God and preaching? We've preached about that for years and said the day will come when they will arrest preachers for preaching the truth. And we've lived to, I mean, all of a sudden that's happening, one after another, in Florida several, in Louisiana several, in Alabama, and in Michigan, and all over. A dear friend of mine, a great man of God, a black preacher, I watched a video of it. He, his meeting, just like we're meeting this morning, having drive-in church, windows up, separated, social distancing, doing what the government has asked us to do, and we're trying to comply, and they were too, only to have 25 police cars, 20 to 25 police cars, file in to that churchyard and write citations, $500 tickets per person for going to church. Now you tell me our world ain't changing. You tell me we ain't losing some of our liberty. No, friend, we are losing many of our liberties. Our constitutional God-given rights are being stripped from us and almost being done in a silent manner. There's no uproar as to date. There's been no backlash, really. We have just went along. Even this morning, look at us. We're outside trying to comply. But I'm here to tell you this morning, we need to know what in the world's going on. We need to know what's going on in this world. You say, well, I don't care about out there in that big wide world. I'm talking about right in your world. In your world. This has affected my world. It's rocked my world. It's affected your life and your world. And thank God we have answers. God, this did not take God by surprise. God knew before the foundation, before the mud seals of this world were ever put in place, God knew this would happen. And it did not take God by surprise. And God ain't up in heaven popping Rolaids and biting his fingernails to the quick, friend. No, he's still the sovereign God of heaven. He's still in full control. He lost an ounce of his power. Amen. I've got to get into the message or we'll never get started. What in the world is going on? I'm going to deal with a text out of 2 Samuel chapter 24 where this sort of thing happened in the life of none other than David, the king of Israel. David, the psalmist. David, that shepherd boy you know so well and learn about in Sunday school, have heard preached about. David, the king of Israel, had something very peculiar happen. I haven't dealt with this subject. I've never preached from this text. But it is something I don't fully comprehend, like what's going on in our world. I'm not here to say to you this morning, I've reserved myself of saying, now I've leaned this way heavily, that this whole thing is a hoax, that this whole thing, starting out, I thought this is just a bunch of made up baloney. But I've been around long enough, thank the Lord. I don't believe it's a hoax. Matter of fact, this past week, well, I'll tell on me and Brother Jackie. Bring Brother Jackie into this. He'd come up and say, here, shake my hand. I'd shake his. I said, we ain't worried about this. And that was our mentality. Well, this week our minds were changed quite a bit. I received a phone call. You notice I wasn't here Wednesday night. My family was not here Wednesday night. Brother Jackie was not here Wednesday night. And the reason was I received a phone call and found out that I had been exposed to this coronavirus. I had been hand in hand right with somebody who had been tested positive and were told that they had it. And so I got the call, and what was I to do? Come and infect all of you? No. My point being, let me just clarify, I found out, thank the Lord, they diagnosed them wrong, and they had a bacterial bad case of pneumonia, but they did diagnose them with this stuff. And so for days, I thought I had it. I thought I'd been exposed to it. And my mind began changing rapidly. And so did Brother Jackie. I heard it in his voice. His demeanor changed. When I told him over the phone, I'm saying when it gets in your life, when it gets in your world, your mind will change. You won't be near skeptical. That being said, I do not have, haven't been exposed to it, so don't be nervous. But I am going to say this. There's way more going on in this world and around this whole subject of COVID-19 and the coronavirus and what's going on in America and around the world than what we are being told. I said I'm not going to preach a conspiracy theory, and I'm not. I'm going to give you facts, and I'm going to let you make your own opinion, and I'm going to deal with three different views, and they are all real. They are all real agendas, three separate avenues, three different agendas that are going on right now. I'm preaching on what in the world is going on, and we're going to look at three different agendas that are going on right here on planet Earth in our world. How many of you would agree this morning that there's something that just seems a little fishy? How many of you believe? Now listen, I believe there is a virus. I believe there's a coronavirus. I believe I've come to fully believe. I know many of my friends who have it. I know some preacher friends of mine who have died, and their families have had to bury them from it. I believe it. It's not a misnomer. It is a reality. However, it has been so warped and so misconstrued and so perverted and so used by the devil and the dark demonic forces of this world and the culmination of what God said would happen is happening in this world right before our very eyes. Things are lining up. I want to look at these agendas, and if you will listen, and you'll come back tonight, I won't hold you all day this morning, but I'm going to give you some of these facts, and I'm telling you, listen, I have spent much time to verify. If I had this morning a way to show you video clips to where you wouldn't think this is some hearsay or some conspiracy, I've got documented evidence. Nothing I'll say this morning is what so-and-so heard so-and-so say. I'm from the horse's mouth. I've got video of the very people that I'm going to be talking about and some of the angles and the agendas that are going on right here on planet Earth in our world. Is absolutely, this thing has been hijacked by some very, very powerful people that I believe is being influenced by none other than the spirit of Antichrist. That's right. I don't listen. You say, preacher, are you saying the coronavirus is got to do with the Antichrist? Now I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the devil will use any and everything he can to pervert and pollute and corrupt and conform this world to how he wants to take over the world and set up the coming of none other than the son of perdition, the Antichrist. And that's happening right before our very eyes. We've heard it preached. I've preached it my entire life. I've heard it preached my entire life. There's going to be a one world government. There's going to be a one world order. There's going to be a one world currency. And you will not believe what's happening behind the scenes right now. And they ain't reporting this on the news, but I'm telling you, I got verifiable facts that will blow your mind. And as a child of God and a Bible believer, I've studied this Bible my whole life, and I'm telling you, it's coming to life. We're seeing things we've heard preached and preached our whole life. It's happening. It's happening. What's going on in our world? Well, I'm just going to name these three agendas, and then I'm going to deal with them one at a time. But then after I name, I'm not going to go into them this morning. Other than that, I'm going to give you some of these facts, and then we're going to come back tonight and deal with these three agendas. The first agenda, I call it a goofy agenda. Goofy, just crazy. And they are some people. How many of y'all and if this hurts your feelings, I'm sorry, but there's a crowd out there who have tried to hijack this whole thing going on by the name of televangelist. Religion has always tried to get its paws and get its claws into what's going on and gain power and traction. And they'll do that through any vein necessary. And it's no different today. I've Kenneth Copeland, I heard him up demanding and talking to the coronavirus. And I demand you, you leave and you're done and you're finished. I command you. Oh yeah, well. He said these words, America, you're healed. The coronavirus is over. Well, if he'd have been a prophet in the Bible days, they'd have stoned him. Because that prophecy didn't come true. They still people dying last I checked this morning. They still people being infected. I'm saying that's goofy. And if they had the power to do that, I wish they did. But they don't. And if they did, they ought to get everybody that's sick with it and go heal them. Go to every hospital and set them people free. And while they're at it, go take care of the cancer ward and help those with cancer and those with heart disease. And I'm saying there's a goofy agenda out there and people are hijacking this thing and trying to command and demand this, that, and the other. And there ain't nobody but the God of heaven who has that kind of power. I believe God can heal anybody of anything. He can raise the dead. But there ain't no man and no goofy agenda has that kind of power. That's right. I'm not gonna spend a whole lot of time there, but that burns me up. People send money to that crowd and they millionaires and 8 and 10 personal jet planes and untold mansions and they rob grandmas and grandpas on Social Security, sending their money into them people, hoping to get a cure. Listen, don't waste your time listening or your money on that crooked crowd. Amen. Well, that's the goofy agenda. It was worth mentioning just because it is happening. Number two, and I'm going to spend a good bit of time on this, there's a global agenda. A global agenda. I'm preaching on the subject, what in the world is going on? And I'm here to tell you this morning, they are those in high places. They are the elite. They call themselves globalists. Have you heard that term? Globalist? If you're not familiar with what a globalist is, you need to get familiar. You need to understand that this is not just a political thing that President Trump says, I'm not a globalist. I'm for our country and I'm for border. It's not just a political thing. There is a movement that's been set afoot and it's been predicted and prophesied in the Word of God. In order for a one world government to be set up, that's the very definition of a globalist. It is the spirit of Antichrist. They are wanting and desiring for the whole world to come together, to have a one world, united nation, a united kingdom, a one world currency, a one world order. And you say, I've heard that preached my whole life. Then pay attention Because I'm going to give you some things that's going to blow your mind. I've studied this stuff my whole life, and I'm telling you, my mouth has dropped at some of the things I've been seeing take place. And so we're going to look at the global agenda. And then last, and most importantly, thank God, we're going to look at the godly agenda. God has a say in all this. Matter of fact, God has the final say. God has the ultimate say. God has the only say that matters. And no matter what this world and the elites and the globalists and the goofy crowd of this world want to do, there's a God in heaven who will have the say, and it will go according to plan. Amen. Amen. I've read this verse much here lately, but the Bible says it's worth reading again in light of this. In John chapter 16, verse 33, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me," it's Jesus speaking, "that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." What in the world's going on? There's a lot going on in this world. There is a goofy agenda. There is a globalist agenda we're going to get into. And then there's God's agenda. And we will tie it together with that. Let me read you 1 John chapter 4. Verses 1 through 6. Beloved, listen. Say, what do I do? Please, if you was almost about to tune me out, tune in right now. Cut your hearing aid up. Cut your volume up. Listen to what God said. 1 John chapter number 4. The Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit," capital S, "of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." It already is in the world. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is within the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Now let me say something to you. If there's ever been a time that you need to know where to tune in and where to tune out, it's in this day and hour we're living. You can cut your TV on, and you can about find any flavor you want to find. You can find some news agency that'll tell you what you want to hear. They'll go along with this world's ways and this world's society. And I'm telling you, even the good, what we would consider the good conservative news, you got to eat the meat and spit out the bones and pick through that to get the truth. I'm saying we better understand and know there is but one source to get truth, and to know that the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And that comes not from the television, not from your radio station, not from the news media, not from the scientists. I don't care what Dr. Fauci has to say. I don't care what the World Health Organization has to say. I'm here to tell you, the God of heaven will give us the truth, and you don't have to fear what this world and what's going on in this world, because God already has it in control, and it's going according to plan. Yes, I have read the last chapter, and we win. Hallelujah. Amen, that's right. Well, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse 4, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ who is the image of God should shine unto them. Do you understand that we are in the battle of the ages? We are in the battle of our life. I mean, it's God versus the devil. It's evil versus righteousness. It's good versus bad. And we are caught up right in the middle of hell fighting heaven and the devil fighting God. And the spirit of Antichrist is here. That should concern every one of you mamas and daddies. That your children are growing up in a world that the spirit of Antichrist is already at afoot, deceiving and blinding the minds of them so that they wouldn't believe the glorious gospel. That's what the Word of God says. And we have lived long enough to see it happen. If you can't see the dark forces of hell blinding the minds, have you looked around lately? I mean, when I get to giving you some of these facts, some of these things that are going on, current events, things that are transforming and right before our eyes, things that I never would have dreamed, things I've preached about but never dreamed I'd live to see it are happening. I'm saying, listen to me, please listen to me. God help us. It's time to get serious with God. This no time to be, this no time to be jerking around. No time to be playing around. You better get serious. If you want your children to go to heaven, if you want your wife to go to heaven, your husband to go to heaven, you want your family to go to heaven, your friends, co-workers, it's going to take everybody that's saved to get serious with God in this dark hour. We're living in a day where seducing spirits are here. We're living in a day where demonic forces are a move. And listen, it is deceitful days we're living, and the God of this world is blinding the minds of people we love. That's exactly right. Trying to deceive the very elect. That's right. Well, let me see. Y'all right? Oh my. I believe your horn about had it. He's been amening a lot with the horn. All right. Let me give you a couple of facts. I'm not going to get to all these facts. Let me just whet your appetite to come back this evening. How many of you, if you'll give me 10 minutes, you'll come back tonight? All right. 10 minutes. I'll let you go in 10 minutes. Let me see. 10 minutes. All right. Just think with me, over the last 2 months, all that has transpired and changed. Would you ever have dreamed 3 months ago that America would be where America is today? I didn't. I didn't think it could happen. Not this quick. But it's happened. And I want to give you some things. If you'll listen carefully and closely, do you know in 2 months' time, God has shut down every idol that we have? God said, you want to worship sports? I'll shut down the stadiums. I'll shut down the Coliseums. I'll shut down the civic centers. God said, you want to worship Hollywood and actors? I'll shut down the theaters. God said, hey, you want to worship money? Is the love of money? He said, I'll shut down your economy. I'll shut down your jobs. I'm saying God's trying to get our attention. God, yes, the forces of hell are at work, but the God of heaven is at work. Listen, study the Word of God. I'm going to show this and prove it to you. Anytime famine, anytime pestilence comes, it was God sending that or allowing that to get God's people's attention. Because they had sinned and God was sending that pestilence to get them to turn back and repent from their sin. That's exactly right. Hey, you think God's winking at all these abortions, all these killing these precious little babies? God ain't winked at that. God didn't forget about that. Do you think God just swept that under the rug? The fact that the government, I mean that in the United States of America, would deem the church unessential and the liquor store essential and the pot stores essential and the abortion clinics essential and close down the house of God? No. But we've lived to see it happen. How many abortion doctors have you seen arrested because they was practicing? There's been more preachers arrested in the last month than they have been abortion doctors. In other words, let me make that a little plainer. There's been more preachers of the gospel arrested than they have been murderers of innocent, the shedding of innocent blood. Right here in the United States of America. God have mercy. And you telling me that the judgment of God ain't coming on us? I'm telling you it is. I'm telling you it is. Not to mention the sodomites and the abomination. Listen, sin on every corner. Men have turned their faces at God and scoffed at God. Yes, right here in our world. Right here in our country. Right here in our town. Look at the sin. Yes, God's judgment has come upon us. Well, listen to this. This is important. Emergencies and tragedies, famines, pandemics, disasters, wars, earthquakes, fires, floods, famines, hurricanes, tornadoes, etc., etc., etc. Have you noticed all that's going on in our world? Do you think those things are by accident? Absolutely not. Do you think... I'm going to get to this. Do you think it's because of climate change? Oh, no, friend. But I'll tell you this. Climate change is in the radar. It has a lot to do with what's going on. Yes, even with this coronavirus. Mark my words. I'm going to prove it to you. That is a one world agenda that is being pushed and promoted and funded by the top globalist elitists of this world, and they are going to use this pandemic to push that climate change. Mark my word. I've got documentation and video proving it. I never would have dreamed it happened this soon. But we've watched it happen. When those emergencies and those big things happen that we have watched happen, it changes a society. We become vulnerable. Think about it. It's the best way to control a population, to control a crowd, is during an emergency. When somebody says, fire, you walk where you're told to walk. You go where you're told to go. You do what the authorities say. If there's a wreck on the side of the road and there's somebody got in traffic, you do what they say. I'm saying when there's emergency, don't you know the devil and the demons of hell and yes, the globalists and the elites of this world are manipulating and taking every advantage they can to control society. It's happening. It's happening. So I don't believe that. Okay, let me prove it to you. How many of y'all remember 9/11? When those planes flew into those towers, it changed our world forever. Do you know, still to this day, go to the airport. You don't get on an airplane like you used to. Things changed. The population was controlled. Things changed forever. You got to take your shoes off. You got to get patted down. You got to get there 3 hours early. Things changed when emergency. And I'm telling you, this tragedy, this emergency, this pandemic will not go unnoticed or unmanipulated. It's happening. They are using it right now to push their agenda. And it's happening fast at breakneck speed. When I give you some of these things, I'm telling you, the mark of the beast, the things that are being set up, it is unimaginable that it's happening this fast. Right before our eyes. I just say this. How many of you got your stimulus check? I ain't got mine yet. But I know most people have. Did you get yours direct deposited or did you get a check in the mail? Direct deposit? Yeah.
All right, be quiet. How many of you got a check? Blow your horn. I'm gonna explain that, and it's going to blow your mind why you didn't get a check. Are you listening? There's a reason. There is an absolute reason. Did you not pick up that they were pushing, we don't want to write checks. We want to do direct deposit. We'll do whatever we got to do, but we don't want to do the checks. We want to direct deposit. I'm going to explain that. Do you understand we're headed for a cashless society? Do you understand happening right? I mean, transforming right before our very eyes. In this world, what in the world's going on? I'm saying it's happening right now. They're taking this very thing when the whole world's economy has been shut down and they are moving things. Do you know that stimulus package that when the United States Congress wrote that stimulus package, $2 trillion, not counting the $4 trillion that the Fed and the central bank are throwing in? Do you understand that the head of the chair, Maxine Waters, who says chairs the finance committee, do you know that she wrote in that bill that we need a digital dollar? Tried to pass it a few weeks ago. It would just be easier than having to send out those checks if we just had a digital currency. That ain't what's going to happen. That's what they're doing right now. That's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. So what's that got to do with anything? Because, listen, once that one world currency is set up, your dollar ain't going to be no good. Say, what's that got to do with anything? I got money hid in my mattress. I got money in the bank. It ain't going to do you no good. You know why? Because the Bible says you won't be able to buy nor sell. You won't be able to get food. Just look at how people are acting. Have you noticed? Have you tried to get more than 2 packs of buns? I've seen them literally make people put their buggies aside and put their food back if they got more than 2 packs of buns. A boy's home up in North Carolina, a preacher friend of mine, they got 9 boys to feed. And his wife went in to get 3 packs of buns. And they would not sell her 3 packs of buns to feed that family. That's happening right now. Say, what's that? I'm saying things are changing and people are going along. Even we are going along to a major degree. Just look at all we have went along with. Already, we have done during this emergency what they've told us to do. How many of you sitting in your car and stood in the church this morning? How many of you try social distancing? I ain't saying you shouldn't. I'm just letting you know we're doing what we're being told to do without even really thinking it through. We're just being led as the crowd, as the herd, we're moving. And if that's true, and it is true, I had to get honest with myself about it and realize I'm in this herd, I'm going this direction, and I ain't saying you shouldn't. I'm saying this, though. You at least ought to know who's leading. If you're going to follow in that crowd, you at least ought to know what's going on in this world, where we're headed, who's calling the shots, why are they taking us this way. You at least need to know. You don't want to walk off a cliff just because they said to. Amen. Well, they said because of this pandemic, you can't do that. Well, because of this disease, because of this virus, you can't meet at church. You can't be. They started out, remember this? No more than 250 people. The crowds have got to be 250 or less. See, they start out little, and they move slowly, subtly, like the devil. He didn't come waving red flags saying, hey, we're going to overthrow heaven. We're going to plunge Adam and all humanity into sin. No, little, subtly, the most subtle beast of the field. And you know what's happening right now? They said, oh, just 250. And then we said, okay. And then they went down to 100. No, we said, oh, okay. And then they went down to 50. You can't meet more than 50. And then they went down to 10. And then I went down to 3. How many of us have went along with it? We absolutely have. Hook, line, and sinker. I ain't saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying to you, look where we're traveling. And understand, we need to know what in the world is going on. And we can know, and we need to know. And I'm going to help you know. It's my God-given duty and calling to inform you and to preach the truth to you. And I'm telling you, God is in control. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. I ain't calling for a mutiny. Hey, listen, by the way, do you know right now, up north in Michigan and other places, if you got a house up the road and you live in, if you got 2 homes, and many of them do up there, they are not letting them get in their car and drive to their house. It's their house, and they can't even get in their car and drive to their house. And you telling me we ain't got problems? You telling me they ain't overreach? A man out on the beach just by himself, what do you call it? Not skating. What do you call it? Surfing. Arrested him all by himself. I'm just saying things are going... The World Health Organization, I'm going to get into that, but they are as corrupt. They are a part of this whole mess. They are a part of this whole shooting match. And the head of the WHO said this. I got the video. Said, we're going to have to go into homes and take children because their parents want social distance. And we're going to have to remove those children from those homes to protect them. They said that this week. I got news for you, friend. They come to my house, they're going to have more than a fight on their hand. They try to take my children. And if you think every red-blooded American is going to put up with that mess, no, friend. It's happening now. Have you not seen the riots? Have you not seen the people that are starting to stand up and go and stand at the governor's mansions and stand and say, we're not taking this anymore. It's happening. There is a swelling taking place right here in America. You say, are you for that? I ain't saying I'm for or against. I'm saying you need to know what's happening. You need to know what's happening. Well, we're almost done. Am I 10 minutes up? Oh, goodness. That's page 1. We got 19 to go. So, we're going to go. You say, preacher, you just talking about conspiracy theories. I say this in closing. We'll pick back up right here to this evening. I am not a conspiracy theorist believer. However, listen. Do you understand that the Bible talks about conspiracies over 25 times? Yeah. 25 times the word conspire or conspiracy is found right here in your King James Bible. Haman and Mordecai, there's a big conspiracy there. Remember that? Over in Genesis 37:18, Joseph's brothers conspired. They had a conspiracy going on against Joseph. I'm saying conspiracies, just because there's a conspiracy don't mean that it ain't legitimate. The greatest conspirator ever is the devil himself. He said, I will ascend into heaven. And he got the third of the angels kicked out of heaven and reserved in chains to ever dart in everlasting fire because of a conspiracy. Just because it's a conspiracy don't mean that it's not true. And I'm not saying I believe in every conspiracy theory. I don't. But I don't believe in everything that a conspiracy, but I don't believe everything ain't a conspiracy either. In other words, there's a lot of things that I'm hearing. There's too much smoke there to not be some fire. I'm not going to dive in and yoke up with everything. That's why I said I've been very reserved in what I would dare let come across this airway. This will go out on the internet. This will go out all over. And no telling how many people will hear this. And I ain't about to get up here and preach hearsay and something that I saw on the internet. No, I'm telling you facts. I've been diligent to study and pray and seek the face of God And some of the things you're going to hear this evening, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. And we need to know what's going on in our world. Say, what do you believe? How do you know what to believe? You believe the Bible. You believe the truth. You believe God. You believe God. You believe God's Word. You believe God, and He will never lead you wrong. Amen. I'm going to get into this evening. I'm done. I'm going to get into this evening. That global agenda. And I have not scratched the tip of the iceberg. I will deal with Bill Gates this evening. And I have held back on doing that. But I'm telling you, it ain't by accident you're starting to see him everywhere. He's neck deep in it. I'm gonna give you his own words this evening. And it is a big thing going on with him and the rest of the globalists and their agenda. And it's playing right into what the Word of God says will happen in the end days. And I hope you'll come, not just Bill Gates, but I'm telling you, these organizations and the rest of these, but then God's agenda, we're going to look at that. And thank God, no matter what this world's agenda and how these elites feel and how much they want to control the crowd population size and want to... Bill Gates, out of his own mouth, I'm going to show you this and I'll leave you this, said 5 years ago, because of global warming, because of climate change, if we don't change now and start reducing the population from 7 billion, if we don't get that number down to 4 or 5 billion people, then climate change is going to wreck and ruin our whole world. And he stepped down from Microsoft, the company he created, and started putting every bit of his time, energy, and money into vaccinations and philanthropy work all around the globe. And I got stuff that you ain't going to believe for climate change. These vaccines ain't all they cracked up to be. And now, coming out right now, ID, hear this word, you can go look it up, ID 2020. It's a digital chip that Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation and these globalist communities have come up with, and it is a global chip that has the vaccine that goes right into your body. And you don't think people will take it? They tracking you? It's unbelievable what this world and what's going on in this world. And we're living in it. God help us. We better know. God's agenda, because if we don't grasp God's agenda and rest in the grace of God and know He's in control, we'll all lose our mind. That's the only thing going to keep us sane in this crazy globalist world, because it's all lining up right before our very eyes. All right, I held you long. I'm done. We'll pick back up this evening. I told you it's a whole lot, and I hadn't even got started. But come back tonight, 6 o'clock. And we'll try to move faster this evening. Thank you for coming this morning. I love you. If I can help you in any way, let me know.